I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. With Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta just a few days away, the National Football League is staying vigilant when it comes to security. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
We have no credible or specific threats that have been brought to our attention pertaining to Super Bowl.
That's Kathy Lanier, the chief security officer of the NFL. At a press conference with federal, state, and local law enforcement, Lanier said the league will be ready.
If there was ever anything that has surfaced, we have a partnership here with DHS and FBI and our other federal partners, and those will be briefed out to us immediately, and the public safety team would be prepared.
Homeland Security officials say their employees will also be prepared, despite the recent partial government shutdown that lasted over a month. Kickoff between the Patriots and Rams is set for 6:30 on Sunday afternoon. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Before Georgia Democrat Stacey Abrams delivers her party's rebuttal to President Donald Trump's State of the Union address, she'll take her voting rights campaign to the airwaves during the Super Bowl. Abrams' political group, Fair Fight, has purchased airtime on Georgia TV stations broadcasting the Super Bowl to push for election law changes. In the Super Bowl ad, Abrams appears alongside a white Republican county commissioner from North Georgia. They call for hand-marked paper ballots to replace Georgia's touchscreen voting system. And a number of people have been arrested in Atlanta on sex trafficking charges ahead of the Super Bowl. U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Kristen Nielsen spoke at a press conference Wednesday.
We are conducting proactive human trafficking enforcement operations as we speak. And I'm proud to say, thanks to our efforts, we have already rescued 4 victims, made 33 arrests, and have trained businesses and state and local entities to spot the signs of trafficking.
Douglasville police say 16 people were arrested last week as part of an undercover operation whose timing was related to the big game. And Camden County officials filed their final application to the Federal Aviation Administration this week, asking for permission to launch rockets on Georgia's coast. The proposed Camden County spaceport would launch small to medium-sized experimental rockets over parts of the Cumberland Island National Seashore. Supporters say it could create high-paying tech jobs, while environmental groups say the project threatens the marshes, oceans, and maritime forests on Georgia's coast. Several groups have vowed to sue to stop the proposed spaceport if it's approved by the FAA. And CSX Transportation has settled a civil lawsuit in the case of a woman struck and killed in 2014 on their railroad tracks while working on a film crew in Georgia.
Camera assistant Sarah Jones was killed in 2014 when a freight train southwest of Savannah slammed into film workers shooting a movie about singer Greg Allman. Other crew members were injured. Though CSX had denied filmmakers permission to shoot on its property, a jury in 2017 ordered the company to pay almost $4 million in damages. The company appealed that verdict. CSX finalized the confidential settlement with Sarah Jones's family on January 24th. The movie, Midnight Rider, was never released. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks came up short against the Sacramento Kings last night, losing by a score of 135-113. The Hawks will be in Utah for a game against the Jazz tomorrow night. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.